This is the Cedar Mountain Service District Governing Board Meeting for August 5th, 2026. Recording.
All right, it is August 5th, 2026, 6 o'clock p.m. And I call this meeting of the Cedar Mountain Service District to order. First, we'll say prayer and pledge. Why don't we have Brent, our chair, vice chair, do prayer.
Okay. Our Father in heaven, please bless that we can meet here today and discuss the needs of the taxpayers on the mountain, that we might be able to make decisions that will best serve them. Father, please bless that we will have safe travels when we leave here, and we're thankful for all that we have and for all that thou hast given us. And we ask these things and give thanks in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
I see we have one member from the public here, right in time. It's for public participation. If you have anything to talk about, no? Just wanted to come on. Thank you for being here. Any board member comments?
I have a two-hour dissertation I'd like to read.
That's okay.
No,
not
I'm
you. Yes, go ahead.
I noticed in the paper, which we probably all know, that there was a fatal accident up here last week. And I also saw a news item saying that this fire year in Utah, there have been 477 fires over 475,000 acres. So I just want to thank our first responders and all the people that support them here, and thank them for the job that they're doing.
Yes, I believe all of our wildland are deployed as of now, right? Yeah, there's a lot going on, I know. Yes, thank you for sure. Move on to approval agenda, consent agenda, approval of our minutes from July 8th public hearing, July 8th board meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Did you say both sets of minutes?
I just said the consent agenda as proposed.
Okay.
Presented.
All right.
Yes,
second.
Entire.
All right. I'll vote on that.
Yep.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries unanimously. And I did forget to say, I'm sorry, Commissioner Patty, how do you pronounce your last name, Patty?
Kubeya,
right?
Kubeya?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure and announce that you are in attendance with us also via Google Meet. Brent Carter is present. Scott Bowen is present. Zach Haskell is present. Myself, Paula Bell Saxon, is present. Cheryl Snow is not in attendance this evening at the meeting. Okay, let's move on. Commissioner, do you have any comments?
No, just echo the person who gave a shout out to all the first responders. We appreciate everything up on the mountain. Appreciate the sheriff's office who has been enforcing the no burn and the no fires from different places. I know they're not there to hear that, but we do appreciate the cooperation from the sheriff's office. And just on the county level, we're up in the middle of applying for a mitigation grant from the Utah State, having to do with money from the TRT, the short-term rental, and we're hopeful that we can get some more money to help with EMS so we can increase the amount that we've been supporting you guys with.
Oh, that's great.
And that we all know is helpful probably in the year.
Oh, great. That's great news. Thank you very much. All right. Liz, will you be doing the treasurer's report this evening?
I can. Or Zach?
I'm sorry.
I'm reading.
You're good. We always do shows.
It's okay.
She does, but she has.
Okay.
right. Bank account totals as of July 31st. Fire operations, $62,115.81. Snow removal checking, $11,050.77. Dust checking, $26,110.11. Fire savings, $1,505,782.64. Dust savings, $10,730.94. And snow savings, $631,972.41. And the total of to my knowledge, there's no treasure or news or updates or changes. Is there anything that you think of, Liz? I don't think there's anything that I caught wind of. So. That should be it for treasurer's report. Unless there's any questions on that higher level stuff.
So we'll move on to item six, clerk's report. Or you have a question?
Yeah, along the line of my earlier comments, I'd like to thank all those who put together the budget, because we're here more than halfway through the year and we're really close on a lot of things.
Thank you. We're hanging
on. Good.
Sure. Okay, I think we're on to clerk's report.
Yep.
The expenditures are on page 2, 3, and 4. To Scott's point, as far as budget goes, we're hanging in there on a few things. One that is over is wildland operations, but with that being said, we have an additional kind of an additional crew than we've had in the past, along with an early roll that was a month long and a busy season on top of that, so it's kind of expected that their stuff is going to be at or above budget. The thing about that is if they're spending money, it means they're out making money. They don't get to spend money if they're not making it, so it's kind of a net wash at that point. So otherwise, I think we're pretty well in line. Scott, did you have any concerns on any individual items or anything?
No, I just have a couple questions.
Okay. Really, I don't have much else on clerk's report. Like I said, we're pretty well on track for the season. Payroll, again, the other number that is to date over the past is payroll. We're about $100,000 more than we were at this point last year. Again, it's all due to wildland. The regular crews, the day-to-day operation crews that are here, the overtime's been kept very minimal. Everything's been going really smooth that way. Chief's got a handle on that, so.
You have a question, Scott? Did you say you had a question?
No, I asked all some questions.
Oh, okay.
To answer, I keep waiting for the line in there that says, "We'll buy you dinner if you get this far in the report." I haven't found that.
we haven't hit one of those. That actually happened in the trash session meeting at one point. This is a joke, but. And then next month, I will do a quick review of the snow removal fund. Where we're at for what's expected to be spent in October through December, and what that leaves us in reserve, and where that's at versus our goal reserve, and all that. We'll do a quick overview in September, because we start making snow removal payments in October. Believe it or not, 2 months from now, we make our first snow removal payments. So.
It's so hot. All right.
That's all I have.
Kendall Lee, you up next with the district manager's report? Perfect. Talk loud there.
Okay. So, I'm not going to touch on everything in here because you guys can read all of that. You can go here, please. But
you speak way too softly.
Okay. I'll just touch on a couple of the highlights. One thing I wanted to point out for the public is that at this point in the year, the community has given us donations to help with our PPE and some equipment, and that total is right at around $6,350 right now, which is really, really appreciated. I think it's amazing how they're coming together and really helping us towards that goal. So if anyone's listening in the future, thank you, and keep on coming with it.
Yeah.
We love it. Another thing that I think is kind of a cool thing, I think it's the first time, at least to my knowledge, that our administrative office are all fully CPR certified now. That is in large part due to Captain Billings and her help getting us to be able to do that. We've had a couple of situations where there were walk-ins and the crew was not here, and so we just felt like that would be a really important thing for us to know the basics and what we could do to help until the crew got here. So we're excited about that and a little nervous for what that might mean, but I think that's a good step in the right direction. So an update, Station 1 repair to our bay ceiling. It looks brand new if anyone wants to go take a look. It's beautiful, and we appreciate those that worked on that to accomplish that. And then a little update just to wrap up our dust season. We completed the touch-ups on July 9th. The touch-up was extensive and quite a bit heavier than past years have been, and there was a reason for that, just in that because of how much the product was costing this year, we wanted to make sure that our funds would go throughout the whole application period. And so we did, I would say, withhold a tiny bit on the first application to make sure we could get all areas, and then came back with a heavier touch-up. Would you say that's correct, Zach?
Yes.
In that? Okay. And I know there was a lot of people saying, oh, it looks like this didn't happen, but I haven't heard anything since touch-up. So I think touch-up must have hit all those spots that they were concerned about. So for everybody on that committee that helped with that, thank you. It takes several people to make that happen. And I think it went well this year when all was said and done.
One comment on dust. The rain did take a little bit of a toll on it, but it's still way better than without it.
Right, and I did have a call from the community asking why the county would come in and blade the road after the application happened, but that was exactly it. There was a little bit of flooding that needed to be corrected.
Everywhere he touched the blade was a Class B road, and so it has to be maintained at a higher level. Right. The Class D roads didn't get touched in any way, shape, or form, but the Class Bs, they have a higher maintenance standard, and they have to do what they have to do first. So
right.
We're at their mercy, not the other way around.
Right, and I did talk to Wade with the county just yesterday, actually, and he said, just make sure everybody understands that it had to be taken care of right now so the road didn't get worse, but that he'd be back in September to start working some of the other spots before winter happened. So he has a new blade, and he's very excited to bring it up here.
Yes.
Anyway, we appreciate all that Wade does to help keep things going up here. He's really good at it. And then as far as snow is back on the radar, we're moving towards getting that all set up for the coming season. We've started talking to our contractors and making sure everything is finalized and on track with that. So
pray for snow.
Yeah, pray for snow.
Lots of it.
And then just a couple things to mention as far as upcoming events. Our crew will be down at the Kane County Fair Rodeo this weekend on August 8th, helping with that, because that will fall into the MOU with Kane County Hospital in the evening. Mm-hmm. So we'll be down there, unless a call comes, and then they'll go on the call.
Yeah.
But and then another kind of fun push, fundraiser-wise, I believe there's another one that same day. Bingo night in Swains again, so
wow.
We'll see how that goes. But
doing really an awesome job.
Yeah, they're kind of go-getters down there.
There.
They don't like to sit idle and not be doing something, so it's
awesome.
Great. That's all I have to really touch on at this point. All other operations are, I guess I should say that's all. All other operations are going smoothly. I believe a lot of that is in large part due to Liz and Becky and how efficient they are in the office with all that they do. So thank you to both of you. And I think overall things seem to be a little bit easier than they have been in the past few years, just because everything is starting to, I think, work the way it's supposed to. So that's you know, kudos to everybody that plays a part in that. Every employee that works up here, the board, big shout out to you guys for that as well. So. If anybody has questions, I can try and answer them. So.
I don't think I do.
Dan, you're doing the chief's report?
Yes.
And the personnel report follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
You're up. Thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah.
Chief's absence.
Yeah, so Chief wasn't able to make it to this meeting, so I get to talk to you guys.
Awesome.
Everyone should already have access to the document. This is just a summary. July was pretty busy, 59 calls. I did add in there comparison to last year's numbers, just so you guys can kind of see where we're at.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So last year in July, we were at 51 calls. Year to date, we're at 212, and last year at 200. There is a substantial increase there on fire-related calls. So a lot of that's the people having campfires that aren't supposed to. And
but those are good ones, because you're not putting a fire out and telling them that they can't have a fire.
Yeah, we're telling them they can't have a fire.
Before it gets yes. a bigger than their ring or whatever.
EMS funding, we secured a $75,000 grant from the state. A shout out to Captain Billings, she put a lot of work into that. That can go towards all of our EMS supplies or equipment, things like that.
Awesome, wonderful.
Staffing, it's been all hands on deck the last couple months. Due to our record-breaking wildland activity, crews have managed well with maintaining our staffing levels between 4 and 5, whether some of the holidays.
Sorry, go ahead.
So with some of the holidays, stuff like that, we've had higher staffing levels, and then also on the weekends, that's been very beneficial, especially with some of the calls that we've had. Equipment-wise, our new turnout gear arrived in July. It's great. It all fits really good. There was?
You're not modeling for us?
Oh, no. I can go put on my turnout right here, put his on if you want. They do look nice and pretty.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to put them on, you might go roll in the dirt.
Some of them are going to have to be broken because they're they got that new stiff. So.
That's what I mean, you roll in the dirt and make it free.
We're going to be asking for approval on purchasing a extractor that'll help with maintaining those turnouts, keeping them in better condition, and also with crews exposures to any carcinogens, things like that. Our wildland season, we're on track for the largest season in history. We've exceeded our $650,000 income goal with a few months left in the season. We billed for $660,000 with $264,000 already received and $395,000 outstanding. Crews are currently being requested for fires in Nevada and other western states. Additionally, the new chipper program is receiving lots of positive feedback from the public, and we're using it on a regular basis. Currently, we have chipped everything that's been requested on with our little request form.
Awesome.
Any questions on any of that?
The $660,000 is before the 3 rolls that they're on now?
Yeah, so that's, we have not billed for any of those yet.
Did we build, there's 4, right? Because there was,
we have an ambulance and an engine.
The 2 crews. But didn't one of the engines transfer fires?
We've got
like
5.
5 that aren't
built.
Yeah,
5
out. Okay.
Yeah, so we got.
I just do that math. Yeah. Yeah. That's another like $300,000. So if anybody's
well, and there's still 2 months. At least
2 months of fire.
As noted before, with how many acres are burned in Utah, I don't see this fire season slowing down. So,
perfect.
Any questions on that?
I have a question on the turnout washer. Mm-hmm. First of all, one of the bids had the dryer in there also. So, how are we planning to dry it?
I can speak to the bid that had the dryer included.
Yeah.
Was one that we actually applied for a FEMA assistance to firefighters grant last year, and we were turned down. So we had just used that original. That was actually a different size load washer also. I think it was a 30-pound instead
right.
of 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe Chief said they were just going to go with air drying for now, that
yeah.
was acceptable.
Air drying would be adequate if you have like special things where you can just have it dry properly. That it, we were going to go over that a little bit with it, but the 20-pound one can fit in our... We have a room out here in the bay where it will fit perfectly, where a 30-pound one, bigger ones, we would have to figure out something else where to put it.
Okay, my other question is that part of the reason for this is because we've got hazardous carcinogenic substances potentially on. What about the water discharge? Are we on septic here or sewer system, and do we have to get a permit for that, or is there any concern about discharge?
We're on the sewer system. And as far as I know, there isn't anything special with that. It's just, it's more along the lines of like the direct exposure, not necessarily like it's going to cause anything in the environment. It should be fine to go out into the evaporating ponds and evaporate off the water, say behind.
Okay.
So,
thanks.
Yeah. Just a quick question on that, just because I don't know, or I didn't pay attention to hear at one point in time. What are the approximate costs of the washer, the dryer?
We're going over
it's
all
it's
that.
Be,
like,
it's going to be, it's coming up on the
page. Okay,
yeah.
I'm jumping ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We jumped in. Okay.
Personnel, you want to stay up here for the personnel report?
Personnel report.
There's only one person. Yeah.
Yeah.
One person is working out of class as a qualified captain. Otherwise, there's no other changes across the board. I move we approve the personal action report as we saw.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Sorry.
It is the next one.
Yeah. I think it is the next one.
Yeah.
We were just
moving
on.
So 10A is
ten
quotes.
Is will be. For firefighting and EMS.
Yes. So we're on to the washer purchase, is that right?
Yeah.
So we have the one highlighted that we think is the best all around. This one can wash two sets of turnouts at a time. And it, like we said before, it's the right size to be able to fit without having to do substantial remodeling out there. As everyone knows, we have space problems.
Or plumbing,
yeah. There's already plumbing out there, hot water, everything.
Electrical,
so electrical makes everything a lot easier.
Oh, so you start putting it in.
Yep. Just
roll it in.
Set it in the room. We have to do a little bit of work with like running pipes and some electrical to it, but that's very minimal.
It's already turned out.
Yep.
So, okay. See, when I was looking at extractor, I was thinking extractor to extract someone from the car.
Oh, that's extrication.
Extrication.
Yeah, so the extractor is just a fancy washing machine that's able to pull all those carcinogens and stuff out. It's gone through all the special testing and all the other stuff.
It basically looks just like a washing machine.
That's why I shouldn't look at the agenda on my phone.
So, and I believe Chief wants to apply the donations we received towards this, because that's kind of what
that was
the
thought.
So it looks like we're covering a difference of about $1,700 of district funds and using all donated money outside of that if we went with the one that you guys recommend. Correct.
Have a motion, or do you need to discuss it anymore?
I don't have any more questions.
I just think it's so awesome of the public to be donating the money towards this. It's really great. That's quite a bit.
And there's still plenty of funds in the fire operations equipment line.
Right.
To cover the difference. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I move we make the purchase of the Ellen Curtis and Sons. Extractor for $8,006 as presented.
Second.
Okay. A vote on the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carries. Get it
ordered away.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that about the same price as what a dryer would be also?
Well, the other quote was a washer and a dryer, but it's bigger, so it's a little bit.
It's probably close. It's probably in the ballpark.
A couple thousand dollars cheaper is what it looks like.
Probably, yeah.
Well, if the community keeps on fundraising.
Well, I'm just thinking about wintertime. So you're going to be freeze drying in the winter.
Yeah. At least the base heaters. It's okay.
I know. All right, wonderful.
Awesome.
All right, moving on to the Wildland Report, item 11.
We went over the season stuff already. Is there any?
Is there anything?
I don't think there's any purchases or needs or anything that I've been made aware of, is there?
Nothing I've been aware of. So.
Do we need to? I'll talk to one situation that happened and that I dealt with. It wasn't outside the purchasing approval for myself and the chief and Kendalee combined, but we made a purchase on some tires for 73. Is that right? Okay. I'll get those down one of these days. Engine 73 needed tires. It was super wobbly and whatever. The tires that we put on didn't solve the problem. We went to a higher grade, higher E-rated tire and whatnot. The tires we purchased for it and had taken off, we're going to put on a different apparatus, which is 70, I believe. So we made that purchase like 2 days before the end of the month, which was right at those guys' spending limit. And so I approved that purchase because without it, we couldn't have that Wildland crew on the board. The second they put those tires on, they were gone like the next day. So it just had to be done. Tires are normal maintenance things for, you know, a couple thousand dollar purchases that happened throughout the year, but because we bought tires for the truck and immediately replaced them after, it's probably worth bringing up. But we're going to repurpose the other tires we purchased onto another rig. That was all taken into consideration before the second purchase was made. Worth having on record, I guess.
Well, plus, to be able to go out on the deploy, you need to have it.
Leaving a day early can be a matter of $2,000.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pretty simple decision. Those are the apparatus that go make us money, keep them moving and making us money. So that's one decision that I did help Kendalee and Chief feel comfortable making a little bit, a couple days ahead of time.
So there was some bouncing or something in the truck, so you bought new tires. That didn't fix the problem?
It didn't at all, but the new ones did. And we, like, Mark went out and videoed it. We checked, had the suspension checked for bubbles. All the things. I don't know exactly what was causing it. The tires we took off, they had a small crown to them, a little bit of cuffing, and so that might be the case. I think that Mark was going to ask Spencer to have the tire shop look at them and check. We haven't put them on the other rig yet. Yeah, everybody's been out on deployment since, so that set of tires is just sitting there waiting to be dealt with. So we'll either put them on the rig or return them to the tire shop. We bought two sets of tires. The first set was within their purchasing ability. The second set just barely pushed them over, and we were 2 days before their purchasing limits reset. But I figured that it was better to have them on the board, so I made them comfortable making that decision.
And they were able to go out early because of it, which gives them a little bit more money as well.
Yeah, they responded to that the fire by Kanosh. Like they were like immediate response. They were there like in a couple hours after it started because of it. So one of those decisions that didn't make sense to wait for a board meeting over a couple thousand dollars.
That's good. Do we need to ratify it or is it?
No, I don't think so. The only thing that company policy or district policy wise that we stepped slightly out of line is Kendalee and Chief have their purchasing policy that allows them so much money per month, and they were right. It just pushed them just barely over the limit. I don't have that number in front of me. But
with the other repairs that had to happen on the engine and then the two sets of tires, it was just past where we technically should be saving.
And I don't have all those numbers memorized, I'm sorry, but they can combine, they can spend like $5,000 a month without additional approval and put them, and I'm using just made up rough numbers because I don't have it in front of me, but they can spend X dollars a month before they have to have additional approval. But so I gave them an additional approval because I didn't think that $2,000, so if anybody's at fault, it would be me at that point, but I think that we're all happy with that.
No fault.
I think we're all happy with that, so that's why I did it, so.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
On to item number 12. So at the July, was that July 8th?
Yes.
At the July 8th meeting last month, I read a dust statement, and I don't think we really need to review it. I just should have asked to ratify that statement, and I didn't do it. So I'm going to ask if we can ratify that statement that I read at last month's board meeting.
I move we approve the dust statement that was read on the during the July 8th board meeting.
Second.
Hey,
do we
want to
do that?
That's your choice. That's the thing. So I feel comfortable with the statement the way it was written and presented, so I'm good motioning to approve it. If then we need a second from there.
Sure.
So if there's no second, then we'll have to.
Yeah, well, I'll just make a comment on that. I still have the same views I had the last time. And as I indicated at the beginning, I don't think there's anything more important than we do than protecting lives and property. And that anything that detracts from that is a potential issue. And I was disappointed to see that. It's on the website, on the first page that comes up, instead of having the fire restrictions on the up front, we have the dust statement. I just think that's a mistake in priorities. So, anyway, I haven't changed my views on that.
Yeah,
that's why we have a board. You can bring it up next month when there's another member.
Exactly why we have a board. So. Okay, well, with no second.
I just don't really remember what it says exactly.
We can pull it up.
It's on the website.
If you go to the board meeting packets and look at last month's board meeting packets.
Just pull up the home page of the website.
It's right there.
Okay, well.
And I think it got put on the front page of the website just because it was the hot topic at the time, and I think it can be moved at this point. I think there's nothing wrong with that, Kimberly. To Scott's point, I don't think there's an issue there at all. So that was just the big event action that we took. We didn't really take any action on fires and stuff. And so okay.
We can
review that later.
We can review that another time, and we'll move on. Okay. Item number 13. I don't believe there are any policy and procedures tonight. Correct. All right. So. And item number 14, does anyone have any other business? I do not.
Talked about snow.
Well, I'd like to ask, have we heard anything back from the crews that are out? Like specifically the crews down at the Kenosha and Fillmore? That's expanded, that's doubling every night.
So we've gotten some pretty crazy pictures. Like the fire behavior there is very aggressive and pretty dangerous. Captain Wolcott's on that one. He said that it's the most aggressive fire behavior he's seen in like 20 years.
Which one was this?
Kenosha.
The one
at the White Mountain.
White Mountain, too, yeah.
And he, Captain Wolcott, usually sends me all of his paperwork day in and day out. I have not seen any of it, so I think he's like stretched.
They're probably on 16 hour or longer days.
And yeah, they've been longer. Working pretty hard.
I got one shift to get that was longer, and I think
they're
just on
watch.
Yeah.
Well, as of last night, it was still 0% contained.
Yeah, it's been running
6,000 or something.
Yeah, it started and it ran in both directions. It just has been burning everything. So.
And they are trying to keep people, houses, and animals. And that's what our crew was doing for a while when they first met.
The other crew just got reassigned to.
Could you speak up a little?
Somewhere.
We've got the
other crew, Mark sure Sean's crew just got reassigned within their thing. I think this morning they were headed to a different location. So.
Buddy?
Is.
Have your okay.
I know we don't need a closed session. And this is ready to adjourn. Or actually, I wanted to clarify one thing. Our next board meeting is that the 2nd or the 9th? I didn't put it on, I have it on my calendar. I just wanted to make sure.
Whichever it is, don't tell them.
The 2nd, that's okay. I just wanted to be sure.
And then one other thing for other business, the board can be thinking about. So total dust funds remaining is $37,800 and change. We can hold that in reserve. We did raise the fee and whatnot to account for the new pricing structure that happened this year, and obviously that's going to go back up to bid and everything. But we can and should have the conversation of, do we want to use some of those funds for some additional road maintenance to help with the dust abatement, or should we just hold that in reserve? So next month, Kendalee, will you put that on the agenda to have a discussion if we want to spend any more of those funds before the end of the year? The only bill that hasn't been paid to my knowledge that I remember is water, right? Or did we get water? No, we haven't got water bill yet. And we haven't got the water bill yet, and that was like 500,000 gallons that we have to pay for on that. So, but yeah, there's going to be 30 plus thousand to discuss what we want to do with. So it can be held in reserve, we can contribute it to the, or we can contribute some to the maintenance of the roads to help, you know, fix some of the other problem areas that we have, which is what we've done in the past. So,
roughly how much is the water going to cost us?
So in the past, it's only been about $2,200. I expect it's going to be closer to $3,500 to $4,000 this year. So they always give us a break and give us a discounted rate on it. But we use, because it was so dry all winter and a dry spring, we used a lot more water than we usually do. I think double the water than we usually do. So
we're still
going to
have
30,000. Yeah, it was a $30,000 thought process of, do we feel like we want to hold that in reserve so that it can help with the situation we were faced with today? Do we want to, you know, put a few bucks in culverts or road base for here and there the way we've done in the past? It's just worth this. It's worth discussing. We don't have to do. We can do either. It doesn't matter.
Has there been any requests for maintenance on roads?
So usually we haven't received any from the public to my knowledge. Usually that's something that Bert, Wade, and I go out, and just because I drive the road so much, it's like, yeah, you know, if the road was raised a foot right here, when it does rain, it won't wash out as easy, and if it doesn't wash out as easy, it helps us maintain the dust control and all that. So usually Wade has a short list in his head that we end up discussing and coming with that way. So I can ask him what his thoughts would be. That way it helped that conversation for next month.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what we're...
Yeah, 30,000...
If we were going to spend it.
Yeah, 30,000 is generally about the reserve, 10% of what the fund was previously, was roughly what we were holding in reserve. So it's right at that amount. In the past, we've had 50,000 or 60,000, and I recommended that we spend 20,000 or 30,000 on the roads. I'm not saying that we should at this point, so, but we should still have the conversation to have it. So, you know, the idea is the road department, we don't pay for a water truck or an operator for the water truck, and in trade for that, we help with the roads, but by helping with the roads, it makes the dust control better. It's just a kind of one of those scratch each other's backs things that still is all very justified and with what the funds are for and all that. So.
I agree.
That was it.
Wonderful. All right.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Third, fourth.
All right.
Aye.
RV is adjourned at 7:40 p.m. 6:40 p.m.
Wow.